We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Airvan Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We will start as we traditionally do. I'll give you a bit of a rundown of the events or what we'll go through here today. We'll start with the Admiral from the Seattle Yacht Club. We'll go to OB Jacoby from Windermere Real Estate, and then we'll ask each of the four coaches who are on here to give us a rundown of their team so far and so forth. So with that, we'll turn it over to Admiral Chris Falskow from the Seattle Yacht Club with an introduction, and then we'll get going with OB after him. Go ahead, please, Chris.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here today. It's great to see all of you who I know and haven't met yet, but it's obviously a different opening day this year. We are having a virtual parade that will be streaming online starting at noon on Saturday. And there will be a link on both or on the public side of our page and on our social media accounts. We also plan on showing the stream of the UW Rowing Regatta and Windermere Cup at our club starting Saturday morning, and look forward to that. We already have a lot of interest in people coming down to watch that. So if you have any questions for me, please let me know, but that's it. Thank you for having me here.
All right, thank you, Admiral. We'll go to OB Jacoby, co-president of Windermere Real Estate, with a few comments.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Good to see you all, and thank you very much for having us. You know, last year we were super bummed that we had to cancel the Windermere Cup due to COVID-19, and we certainly didn't want to go 2 years in a row without an event. And so Yaz and Michael really worked hard, and we're super excited to host a longstanding rivalry of the Cal Duel on the shores of Lake Washington. This year for us as a family, it means a little bit more. My niece Franny rode at Cal, and so we've got a little inner family competition going on and rivalry. And so we're excited to see the event. You know, we're bummed that we're not gonna be able to be in person on the shores and on the log boom, but we also will be live streaming the event, and you'll be able to watch it in your living room on WindermereCup.com. And then lastly, I wanna thank the University of Washington and the Seattle Yacht Club. We've had a 34-year partnership with the three of us, and it's been an incredible long, very good partnership. And without the support of Seattle Yacht Club and the University of Washington, we couldn't host this incredible event. So thank you for that. And lastly, go Dogs.
All right, thank you very much. I think it'd be proper to begin with our visiting coaches, and we'll go alphabetically. I think by any measure, Al Acosta would be first alphabetically on that. Coach Acosta is the women's team coach for Cal. Coach, why don't you just tell us about your team and your season so far and coming up to this event?
Sure. Well, first of all, you know, want to thank Windermere and, you know, Yaz and Michael and the University of Washington for putting this together. I think we spent a lot more time in the fall and maybe even early in the spring, thinking this this wasn't going to come out, play out as it is. So we're just grateful to have this opportunity to come up there for Saturday. And secondly, I think Franny Wood has probably one more race in her, Obie's niece. So we might be calling on her on Saturday as well. She's a pretty good rower.
Nice to see you, Al.
Yeah, nice to see you, Al.
Good to see you guys. Team's doing well. Kind of similar theme, like no training in the fall. Got together in the middle of January and really grateful to be back together and training again. They're doing a nice job improving day to day, week to week. And looking forward to Saturday for sure.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions later, but we'll move to Cal Men's Coach Scott Franson. Now, Coach Franson, if you have a few words to say about the event and your team.
Yeah, sure. First, sincere thanks to everybody at Windermere and Seattle Yacht Club and Yaz and Michael at UW for, continuing to push for opportunities like this. I don't think it's lost on any of us that we're very lucky to be racing. It's been a season of ups and downs, and the life lesson of persistence has definitely rung true in our program. Just really grateful to be working towards racing, and the Cal Washington Duel is always a focal point on our racing calendar. So just looking forward to getting back up there and having some great racing. So thanks to everybody.
All right, thank you, Coach. We'll go next to UW Women's Coach Yaz Farouk. Yaz?
I remember talking with Jill, Franny's mom, Jill Wood, earlier this year, and Michael. We were on a call, and we were trying to determine, how we could do the Windermere Cup. We knew we couldn't have international crews come because of the quarantine challenges. And when we started to brainstorm this concept of could Cal come for opening day, I just remember the big smile on Jill's face and how we all realized that this would be, considering this situation with COVID, for us to be able to pull off this regatta and have Cal be here was the best possible situation that we could have. At the time, it was tenuous. We still didn't know if the season was really going to happen. But Michael and Scott and Al and I all talked about it, and we all decided we really wanted to make it happen. And here we are just a few days out. And to me, this just really makes the season feel 100% real.
All right. Thank you. Yes. We'll wrap up this portion with Michael Callahan, the UW men's coach. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, just to back what Yaz said, well said, Yaz. I remember thinking, Yaz and I were brainstorming and said, hey, we used to have California come to the opening day regatta before it was the Windermere Cup. And maybe we should bring that, that tradition back. I think it's been since the 1980s since we've had California row in the opening day regatta, but now the Windermere Cup. And, it was just the obvious answer. We wanted to make sure we celebrated Pacific Northwest boating, rowing in the Pacific Northwest, and with one of the best, competitors you could possibly ask for. And in the Pac-12, I think we're doing a wonderful job. I know there's a lot of other student athletes out there who aren't being able to compete or be on campus. And I always, every time we have the opportunity to compete, I always applaud the other side too, because they've gone through just as many challenges as we have to get to this point. And there's been incredible collaboration this year amongst many universities and rowing programs. Same way there's been incredible collaboration between Windermere and the University of Washington and also the Seattle Yacht Club. We've been working really closely together for 2 years now, trying to get this event to go. And I'm so excited that we're just days away now. So I wanted to thank, the Windermere Real Estate Company, of course, and Jeff and Jill and Obi, and all the hard work behind the scenes with Mary Lynn, and then also Chris at the Seattle Yacht Club and all the Admiralty there. It's been a long haul, and there's been a lot of work going on behind the scenes. And just to be at this point, I think for our student athletes, we're just so grateful to be able to run it. And I think it's going to be a great show. I think, we have the spring game going on a couple hours later. So it is going to be we're not expecting spectators and be on the live stream. But if you were to come down, make sure you're healthy, wear a mask, distance. And but it's going to be a great show on the stream. And I hope everyone is able to tune in. And we're really looking forward to it from the University of Washington. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. With that, we'll go to questions from the members of the press we have on. I'll just kind of go in an order for the sake of who came with us first, and please make sure you address to whom you're asking your question. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, this is Jeff Ferrato with Cal Sports Report. For Scott, can you talk about both the challenges that both your team and obviously the women, same thing, not been able to train in the fall as normal, when you would have normally started, and how different this year has been? And also then just kind of how important of a gauge racing against Washington on Saturday will be, you know, when you look at the rest of the season.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think every program, as Michael said, has had their unique set of challenges. And for us not being able to train in the fall, I think it, you know, more than any other year, it put that impetus of, you know, taking control of their own training more on the athletes. So I think the majority of our group did a good job with that. And we've had, you know, from January onwards to get up to speed and catch up. I think we've done a pretty good job of that. Pretty good job of dealing with all the challenges we've had. This first race against Washington will definitely be a gauge of where we're at for May 1st. And it's a pretty important marker. And then, you know, we continue to build towards the Pac-12 on May 16th and the IRA May 28th and 29th. So it's an important first marker for sure.
I believe it's been a little while since you guys have beaten them. But you're obviously two of the best programs in the country and you're on their tail all the time. How big of a lift would it be if you came out and rode real well on Saturday?
Yeah, that's the goal, right? And I think the rivalry between our two programs, makes both programs better. And in doing so, you know, in the last few decades, our two programs have generally set the standard for collegiate rowing across the country. So would it be a big boost to go up there and win a few races? Yeah, absolutely. And that's the goal.
And if I could direct a question to Al, I believe your varsity eight team is coming off a defeat to Washington or to Stanford. I'm sorry. Can you talk about kind of what you want to see out of them this week going up to Washington?
Al, you're muted.
Are you there, Al?
I had a great, Jeff, I had a great answer. Over. No. The team did a great job of regrouping after the Stanford race. You know, the varsity eight and the rest of the rowers did a great job of regrouping, and we've had some really good practices. So, you know, the goal is just to go as fast or maybe a little bit faster than we were going in practice, really. So
is it difficult to sort of gauge the flow of your season this year, given the fact that you didn't have training until January? So you don't really have anything to compare it to, right?
Yeah. I'm kind of a routine. I mean, most of us coaches are probably very, stick with our routines, and this is a different year. So we have to kind of figure things out as we go along. So the biggest challenge for us, and it's, you know, kind of unique to us, maybe the Cal women, is that we kind of have two rivals in Stanford and Washington, and we race them back to back. So it's a big emotional challenge. So, you know, Saturday was tough, and this Saturday is going to be tough as well. So and fun. So.
Great. Thank you. And if I could ask Michael Callahan a question for Bay Area sports fans in general, who maybe aren't real big rowing fans, can you give us a sense of how big an event this opening day or Windermere Cup competition is normally, and how, you know, you guys have made the best of what you can do this year, but can you give it some context of how big a deal it is in your community?
Yeah, I mean, I think at a higher altitude, it's a celebration. I mean, this is a very maritime-oriented community, everything from fishing to, shipping to sailboating, and then pleasure boating, and then all the way down to kayaking and rowing, what have you. This is a place tied to the water, through the city, Puget Sound, obviously, Lake Washington. And so, and also this is I always tell people this is a fairly young city, and it grew up with Husky rowing and watching Husky rowing race against the California Bears. And so there's a couple things all coming together here. You have a celebration of boating and the beginning of boating season in the Pacific Northwest. And that's always celebrated by the Seattle Yacht Club. They've done a parade for over 100 years, and it was moved to the Motley Cut after the Motley Cut was formed over 100 years ago. And then you have this incredible rivalry that we have between the University of California, University of Washington. So it is something that is, you know, it is the hallmark event, I would say, in the spring, besides maybe the Husky football game and spring game. And, you know, before we had professional sports, we had Husky rowing and Husky football. And then, you know, since then, obviously the Mariners are going on now and what have you. But we'll usually have an incredible turnout. I'd say tens of thousands of people will come, diehard fans. There's most of our alumni live within 50 miles of the university still. So you have obviously the rowing alumni, but you also have just the University of Washington alumni always coming down just to see the Husky crew row, regardless if that's an international team or a national domestic team. It is something that I've never seen before in rowing. It's similar to Henley in some ways, where there's crowds from the start line all the way to the finish. And I think our topography also adds to it by going through the Motley Cut at the end, having land only, you know, it's only four lanes across, and having land that close to the students as they race is an atmosphere that is like no other. I think in the recent Cal duels, we've had a couple thousand people. And so if you amplified that even to the higher level, that's what the Winter Cup is usually like. So it is quite an event, and it's definitely a springtime classic here. It's kind of our running of the roses here in Seattle.
Gotcha. Thank you, Michael. Have fun.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, everybody. This is Jeff. I lost my internet completely there for a while, so sorry about that, but I'm back. We'll see if Scott Hansen from the Seattle Times has any questions. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, for the Husky coaches, just do you notice any extra excitement from the teams this week? I mean, I know you've had some competitions, but obviously this is your biggest challenge of the year. I mean, and even for 2 years, actually, have you noticed anything different among the teams?
Start with Michael on that one. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. Well, obviously we weren't able to do this last year at all. You know, had no racing season. So I think it's added. I mean, I think there's no season complete without racing against California. I mean, that's it's our hallmark event. And so to do it again, and then also have it on this particular weekend backed by Windermere and the Seattle Yacht Club is, you know, it's super special. Yeah, I mean, it's May now. And yeah, I think everyone's very excited to race and have some normalcy in some ways and take that next step. And, you know, our students have earned it too. I mean, they've worked really hard, and what we've asked them to do training wise, the lifestyle wise, this is the payoff, is to be able to race against a really, really good team and see where you stack up right now. So I know our team is super excited to do it. And I think there's a lot of appreciation. When something has been taken away from you, you realize sometimes it's value to you. And, you know, the Windermere Cup, the Seattle Yacht Club, you know, our fans rowing against, you know, the Bears. I mean, you realize and how amazing it is to have these bonds within our student athletes, within our boats. When that was taken away last year, I think everyone's just very appreciative and grateful to have that moment this weekend.
Thanks.
And Yaz, how about you?
I think racing Cal is our most anticipated race of the year against another NCAA team. And I know everyone uses the term rivalry when they talk about this. And I think that Al would agree with me that as we look forward to knowing that we're going to push one another to our fullest. It's going to be the hardest thing that we have done this year so far. And the timing of it is also perfect, because in 2 weeks, we're going to go to the Pac-12 championships. So to be able to have this level of racing as our final race before we go to the conference championships is really a gift.
Thank you.
Anything else, Scott?
No, I think everything else has been covered.
Okay. If Nathan Matheson, if you have any questions, please go ahead.
No questions.
Okay. Bill Swartz, anything from you?
All right. Unmuting here. Yes, I do.
Okay, there you go.
You all know this is such a unique venue where the spectators are normally up close on your student athletes as they row by. So how much energy is missing? How much have they relied on that in the cut through the years of these big races? Let me start with the Washington coaches first.
Go ahead. Let's say go ahead, Yaz, with that one.
you know, since we didn't have the Windermere Cup last year, there is two whole classes who have never experienced it unless they had the opportunity to experience it in high school. So yesterday when we were practicing, I actually was talking about what it was like to have all of these fans along the shore in the, you know, along the log boom and then on top of the bridge. Now, obviously we're not anticipating that. If anything, you know, we've told people to watch the live stream this year. So there will not be tens of thousands of fans here in person, but we are hoping that there will be watching the live stream. And we know that the action on the water is gonna be as great as ever. And so from the student athlete perspective, all of them are really focused on what it is going to take to put their best race forward. And so that's the priority. The fans are truly, you know, I mean, they are uplifting, and we are just going to have to, you know, internalize and know that they are there watching us online, and look forward to having them back next year, because we definitely are going to miss them, but we know that it is the one of the great spectacle events in rowing in the world. And when it returns in full force next year, I mean, we can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching these NFL games and these NCAA basketball games without fans, and even the Premier League of soccer. There's incredible intensity still on the pitch and on the field. And I think that will happen. I think what Bob Mock said, you know, mind and boat. And in the end, our students, we want to make sure they're concentrating within the gunnels of their own boat. On the other hand, you're right. There's energy that won't be there in some ways, but I'm telling you, the intensity within each boat will be very high. And so it'd be similar to watching some of these other events we've had on sporting events. I anticipate it's the fans will be missed this year, but we know they're, like, as Yas said, they're in spirit. And, you know, in the end, I'm just hoping the guys have a great race, you know, and from all our boats. So that's, you know, we're focused on that part right now. But you're right. It's a little bit sad not to have them this year, but we're excited to have them next year.
Or Scott and Al, does that take away Washington's home water advantage?
No, because the roar of the crowd could be cheering for Cal as well, right? No, I mean, as Yas and Michael have said, you know, the focus will be internal and the intensity will be there. And yeah, the roar of the crowd elevates it almost in hindsight, you know, as you realize how loud it was. But you know, I don't think any of our crews will feel less intensity as you come into the cut, because those tens of thousands of fans aren't there.
Bill, it's still the best final 500 meters of racing in the world. Like, seriously.
Yas, how does this race set up? You said it's such close proximity to the next championship. So is there a lot of tactical play here and sorting out between this race and the one that the following week? You're really getting a good gauge of where you need to go faster to stay with Cal and the other big crews that are out there.
Yeah, I know this year is so different because, you know, as Al and Scott both mentioned, Cal and Washington were both in Las Vegas 3 weeks ago. We didn't race one another there, but we knew that it was Cal's first race, you know, coming out of the blocks this spring after not being together in the fall. And, you know, the times were comparable in a lot of ways. So we, you know, are ready for this to be a really competitive race. And I think at the end of the day, I always feel like we're always pushed to our limits in this race, or what you think are your limits. And then you find out that you've got another gear. And that's what this race does for us. So it really helps everyone realize, you know, as we're working to make boats go as fast as possible, you know, what is our pure potential? And this race is really inspirational in that way.
Great, thank you.
All right, we'll make one call for anyone else who might have any questions before we move on. Anyone else? All right. With that, we've asked Jill and Jeff Wood from Windermere Real Estate, who we've seen mentioned here earlier, have some interest in this in more than one way. to make do the lane draw for the last four races is what we're going to actually do. Is we're going to do the Cascade Cups and the Windermere Cups. The Cascade Cup will be the two junior varsity eights against one another, and the Windermere Cup will be the varsity eights, men and women, against one another. We're going to draw lanes one and two. The first one out of the pot will be Cal's lane assignment. The second one will be Washington's. Lane one is south. Lane two is north of the buoy line, closer to Husky Stadium side of things. So Jill and Jeff will get us started. The first draw they'll be doing is the men's Cascade Cup, the second varsity eights. We'll hand it over to Jill and Jeff. Go ahead, please. So again, the first one out,
which pulls out. I'll do the first one.
This will be Cal's lane in the men's Cascade Cup.
Okay, Cal, lane two.
There's one in the other envelope. Okay, so Cal in lane two for the men's.
Hold on, Jeff. Good job.
Yeah. My college education at work.
All right, we'll throw another set in for the women's Cascade Cup.
You want to just open the first one? Cal. Probably just have to open one, right? So who is this?
This is a women's Cascade Cup. Cal will be the first envelope open, whoever does that.
Cal.
All right, the Bears in lane one for the women's Cascade Cup.
Jeff. Yeah.
Okay, I don't need that one.
All right, the next will be the men's Windermere Cup, and whichever envelope looks like open first will be Cal's assignment for the women's.
Hey, Cal.
Do the men's Windermere Cup. That's number one.
And the last one.
This will be the men's win. I'm sorry. Women's Windermere Cup. The last one we'll draw.
Is it a different race?
Yeah. Women's
Windermere Cup.
Wait. That one is.
Jill,
did you take that one?
Yeah. Okay. We're good. It's very difficult here. with all these lanes.
Yes. Here's Cal's assignment. Lane two for the Women's Windermere Cup for Cal. Washington will be lane one in the final race of the regatta. I think that's everything. Again, if we'll offer anyone that might want the chance to, if they have any last words or questions, and if we hear none, we'll wrap it up. So we'll give it just a second.
I just want to say thank you to Yaz and Michael and Julia for everything they've done with Seattle Yacht Club to make this happen. Also to everyone at Windermere for helping make this happen again this year without having a Windermere Cup last year. And everybody involved, it is so great to be back, even though our parade is virtually. You guys are back on the water rowing, and that's going to be such a pleasure to see. So we look forward to an in-person opening day next year and having you all there in person and back to normalcy. So thank you, everyone.
Hey, Jeff, I would just like to add, the day that Chris learned that the opening day parade could not happen, in that same meeting with Michael and I, he put his support forth for us to still try to find a way to have the rowing regatta. And that just goes to show what an incredible collaboration this is with Seattle Yacht Club, Windermere. And Windermere stepped up immediately, Jill and Jeff, knowing that we weren't going to be able to have the crowds. And then they helped us figure out how to do the live stream. So thank you, because this is how we've actually made this event happen. And then the Coast Guard is now going to help us keep the cut closed so that we are going to be able to run the races without any boat traffic. So this is the community that in which we live. I mean, this is, it goes to show how much this community and Seattle Yacht Club and Windermere support the University of Washington and specifically our rowing teams. So thank you very much for making this event happen this year.
Thanks, Yaz. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us. Again, gohuskies.com/live is the simple address. WindermereCup.com also would work. We look forward to everyone joining us Saturday. It'll be a good show. Thanks to the Cal coaches for coming too. We appreciate that. We'll see everybody here on Saturday. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jill and Jeff, we just need Franny for one race. It's only one race.
And thanks, Obi. You too. All you got.
All thanks, right. Guys.
All right. Thank you.